So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, text number 47.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Karmani Arabhate Dehi Dehena Atma Anuvartina Karmabhi Tanute Deham Ubhayam Tu Avivekata Karmanyarabhate Dehi Dehe nat manuvartina karma bestandute deham hubayang tva vivekata karmanjarabhate dehi dehe nat manuvartina karma vistanute deham ubhayang tva vivekata. Manavartina Pranavistanate Deham Ubayan Kavigvekata. Karmanyarabhate Dehi Dehenat Manavartina Karavestanate deham Ubahang tavivekata.
Ladies,
Karmanyaravate dehi Dehenatmanavartina Karmavestanate deham Ubayang Tavivekata Karmanyaravate Dehi Dehenat Matevartina Karmavistanate Deham Ubayang Tavivekata Karmanyaravate dehi Dehenat manavartina Karmavistanate deham Ubayang tavivekata Karmanyaravate dehi Dehenat manavartina Karmavistanate deham Ubayang tvavivekata
Karmani, material fruitive activities. Arabhate begins. Dehi, a living entity who has accepted a particular type of body.
Dehena, with that body, Atma Anuvartena, which is received according to his desire in past activities. Karma be by such material activities. Tanute, he expands. Deham, another body. Hubayam, both of them, to indeed avivekataha, due to ignorance. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. The living entity who has received his present body because of his past fruit of activity may end the results of his actions in this life. But this does not mean that he is liberated from bondage to material bodies. The living entity receives one type of body, and by performing actions with that body, he creates another. Thus, he transmigrates from one body to another through repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. The living entity's evolution through different types of bodies is conducted automatically by the laws of nature in bodies other than those of human beings. In other words, by the laws of nature, prakrite kriyamanani, the living entity evolves from lower grades of life to the human form. Because of his developed consciousness, however, the human being must understand the constitutional position of the living entity and understand why he must accept a material body. This chance is given to him by nature, but if he nonetheless acts like an animal, what is the benefit of his human life? In this life, one must select the goal of life and act accordingly. Having received instructions from the spiritual master and the Shastra, one must be sufficiently intelligent. In the human form of life, one should not remain foolish and ignorant, but must inquire about his constitutional position. This is called atato brahma jigyasa. The human psychology gives rise to many questions which various philosophers have considered and answered with various types of philosophy based upon mental concoction. This is not the way of liberation. The Vedic instructions say, tadviginartam sagarumeva bhigatchat. To solve the problems of life, one must accept a spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jyagashu shriya uttamam. If one is actually serious in inquiring about the solution to material existence, one must approach a bona fide guru. Tadvini pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam gyaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 34. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master by surrendering himself, pranipatena, and rendering service. An intelligent person must inquire from the spiritual master about the goal of life. A bona fide spiritual master can answer all such questions because he has seen the real truth. Even in ordinary dealings, we first consider gain and loss, and then we act. Similarly, an intelligent person must consider the entire process of material existence and then act intelligently following the directions of the bona fide spiritual master. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyajitesha Tarine. So Srila Prabhupada has very much emphasized here the importance of approaching the bona fide spiritual master. Actually, it is a natural thing. If one is seeking to know the purpose of life, the purpose of his existence, if one is seeking to become self-realized, it is a natural thing. One seeks a teacher. The difficulty is where to find a bona fide guru, you see, in this world. It's very, very difficult. I remember in my own searching, Just at the same time that Prabhupada set foot on American soil was my freshman year of college. And I completely went into a different mode at that time, wondering what is the purpose of my life? I just had to find out. I just wanted to know. I wanted to find somebody who could tell me. You see. The difficulty is there was no bona fide spiritual master. So I struggled for many, many years until I finally came to the wonderful, the most sublime shelter of Srila Prabhupada. But that is, it's a natural thing. People are looking for teachers who can guide them to understand how to become self-realized. But it's a great shame in the modern-day society. So much cheating is going on. So many rascal gurus, so-called gurus. It's really a horrible situation. I remember the first I got one book on supposed to tell me how to become self-realized. It was called The Book. And the subtitle was On the Taboo Against Knowing Who You Are. So this book told me, actually you are God, but right now you're just playing hide and go seek with yourself. So I tried it for a few days. It felt pretty good. Wow, I'm God. But my little I am God bubble burst very quickly when I saw things weren't really happening the way I wanted them to happen, you see. So I went to another guru. His name was Maharishi Mahasayogi. I had to pay 1 month's rent to get my mantra. I had to pay for diksha fee. So I got my mantra, I'm supposed to chant it silently 20 minutes twice a day. So there I was trying to, like in an airplane, you know, on the runway, taking off down the runway. When am I going to lift off, you know? It's like an endless runway. I'm never going to lift off. Never lifted off. You see? I went to a check session for all the new initiates, and they said, if anybody's having problems, you know, let us know. We'll give you some extra training. It still didn't work. Everybody's sitting there, oh, this is great. Wow, this is fantastic. I love it. And I was sitting there like a wallflower, you know. Wow, what's wrong with me? Everybody else can meditate and become self-realized, but there's something wrong with me. But Finally, one friend of mine, a fellow named Patrick Dolan, back in, this is 68 in Denver, turned me on to the mantra one evening. He had picked it up from the devotees in Haight-Ashbury back in 67, and he turned me on to the mantra. And I really started going places. Well, this mantra is really powerful, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I hadn't met the devotees yet. I didn't have Prabhupada's books, but I found one edition of the Gita in the Denver Public Library, just with verses, and some of the verses were actually correctly translated. There was one verse that really captured me, and that was, if you offer me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. So I was doing that, and it was really powerful. So in this way, gradually, I was able to come. Slowly, slowly, step by step. To receive the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And complete transformation of consciousness. From the bona fide spiritual master, we learn that instead of trying to be the enjoyer, you have to serve the enjoyer. This is really a revolutionary concept. Because in this world, we're all trying to enjoy like anything. The more you can enjoy, that is your success. And enjoyment means sense gratification. Completely false concept. I mean, it's really ridiculous if you think about it. Since we're not really the body, and to spend your whole life gratifying that which you are not. I mean, it's like going to the Sunday feast, you know, and sticking your kurta in the sweet rice. You know, doesn't make any sense. Can your kurta enjoy the sweet rice? No. You can enjoy it if you put it in your mouth, you see. So we're trying to satisfy the covering of this. We spend our whole lives trying to satisfy the covering of the self. What a waste of time, what a waste of energy. I mean, really, it's a ludicrous, ridiculous situation, material sense gratification. So when you can actually connect the self with the Supreme Self, then it becomes something very sublime and wonderful, something that was not tasted for millions and billions of lifetimes. So coming in contact with the bona fide spiritual master is absolutely essential, because Krishna says, yeme bhakta jana parata name bhaktas tate janaha mad bhaktanam chiye bhaktas teme bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. You're a devotee of Krishna? No, you're not, Krishna says. If you're my devotee, no, you are not my devotee. But if you are the devotee of my devotee, then you're him. Then you're my devotee, you see. So just see how important Guru actually is. Prabhupada gives another example. Sanata Anata. There's two kinds of dogs, Sanata and Anata. Now, most of us have been to Vrindavan, and we've seen those poor little creatures they call dogs walking around Loy Bazaar or wherever. I mean, it is pitiful. They have wounds all, they're just walking skeletons, paranoid walking skeletons with wounds all over their body. Your heart bleeds to see the poor little creatures. And then go to Juhu Beach and see instead of those lean, thin, walking skeletons, you see. Then go to Juhu Beach and see those dogs walking with all the big businessmen down the beach on their morning walks. Those jolly, fat dogs, plump, jolly dogs, you see. They're both dogs. One dog has a master, the other dog doesn't have a master. Prabhupada's example. Prabhupada's examples are perfect, perfect examples. Yeah, I look back, I was trying to become self-realized, but without a guru, it was hopeless. I mean, it's really hopeless. You can't do it on your own. As long as we're in illusion, we don't know how to become self-realized. You see? You can't do it on your own. Because we have no idea even what self-realization actually is until we come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. We have no idea. We think it's becoming God or developing mystic powers or something like that, you see. But when we actually come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, and everything becomes transformed. Everything becomes transformed. And especially this spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He's the master at whose feet the masters sit, Prabhupada. Very special spiritual master. And there have been so many gurus in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. How many of them spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? How many? One. Prabhupada is the one who gets the credit, you see. Actually, my godbrother, Baba Bhuti Prabhu, he asked Prabhupada about this. And Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya, this is Lord Chaitanya's saving this for me. He could have done, but he saved it for me. It's a very, very special Vaishnava Acharya we have, you see. He was especially chosen to be the one that would go down in history for having spread this movement all over the world. And just to be in his contact was, just to see Prabhupada was the most amazing thing. I mean, just to see him, it was such a powerful experience. Just to see him, you would just drink his form into your heart through your eyes. His darshan was so powerful. It's not different from seeing Krishna, actually, because he's completely pure Paramahamsa. So seeing Prabhupada is just as good as seeing Krishna himself, and it's such a powerful experience. So we have the greatest legacy in this Krishna consciousness movement to be the followers of Srila Prabhupada, the greatest legacy. Prabhupada ordered us here in Los Angeles, actually. He said, become guru and deliver the entire world. That's a pretty tall order. Deliver the whole world. He wants us to bring Vaishnava culture, that every high court judge is wearing tilak, that all the slaughterhouses are closed down, the brothels, that in every house there'll be the ringing of the bell, the arti ceremony going on. What an incredible order Prabhupada has given us, you see. How is it possible that it could ever be done? Only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his predecessor acharyas. So we just have to connect with, be instruments. This is Prabhupada placed himself as an instrument in the hands of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We similarly, following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, should simply place ourselves as instruments in the hands of Srila Prabhupada. You see? Lord Ram had his monkeys. Prabhupada has us monkeys. If we simply become instrumental in the hands of Srila Prabhupada, then there's no limit to what can be accomplished by our ISKCON, Hare Krishna movement. There's no limit to what can be accomplished. We're living right now on the cutting edge of the greatest paradigm shift in the history, at least of the Kali Yuga, the greatest paradigm shift. It's a very, very exciting time. I mean, it's the most exciting time in history right now. We're here, the most exciting time in history to act as representatives of Srila Prabhupada for bringing in this new Vaishnava culture, bringing the spiritual revolution, you see, this Viplabaha, spiritual revolution described in Bhagavatam. And this knowledge is meant for bringing about a revolution. So, We simply have to revolutionize our hearts. To whatever extent we revolutionize our hearts, to that extent we'll be capable of revolutionizing the world by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We should think big. We really should think big. Prabhupada thought big. We should also think big, following in his wisdom. Really should think big about making the whole world Krishna conscious. We should live for that. May the whole world. Prahlad prays that way. Svasti astu vashvasha kala brasidatam dayanta bhutani shivang matodvaya manastrabhajang vajatam manoksajay aveshitam nona mataratya haituki. May there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. May all envious persons become pacified. Let everyone become calm by engaging in devotional service, because by engaging in devotional service, everybody will think of everybody else's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. So, Prahlad Maharaj is an ocean of mercy. So we should capture that mood of Prahlad. We should embrace that mood of Prahlad that we've seen in Srila Prabhupada also. That should be our mood. That we want everyone to become happy by becoming Krishna conscious. That nobody will suffer any longer in forgetfulness of the Supreme. This is our mission. We don't want anybody to be unhappy. We are unhappy to see even one person unhappy. That is Vaishnava. He's not happy to see people unhappy. He's unhappy. He's not happy to see people unhappy. He's unhappy to see people unhappy. That is his position. He can't tolerate it to see people suffering without Krishna consciousness. That really gives Srila Prabhupada the greatest pleasure. When we take up the mood of compassion. I know in my own experience, I was in Austin, a little preaching center there that Vishnujan Swami Maharaj had opened up. And Prabhupada said, make our Austin center a grand success in my initiation letter. So then there was Vishnujan Maharaj had gone on to San Antonio to open a center there. And the temple president said, well, I think we're going to close the temple and just travel and preach. And I was thinking, well, Prabhupada, I had an order from Prabhupada, so I was thinking, well, I want to connect with that instruction from Prabhupada. So I think we got to keep the temple open so I can keep serving this order that Prabhupada directly gave me. And so I wrote Prabhupada. I said, Srila Prabhupada, they wanted to close the temple, but, you know, I wanted to give them a reason why we should keep it open. I said, the people here are in desperate need of Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada. So I'm willing to stay here if necessary and do it. If they want to leave, in this way. And Prabhupada was so pleased with that attitude that I cared about the people who were desperately in need of Krishna consciousness. He was the most wonderful letter he wrote me. He was so happy that I was concerned about how the people in Austin desperately needed Krishna consciousness. So I could see that Prabhupada's, this is what pleases him the most, when we feel compassion for the fallen souls. That really gives Prabhupada the greatest happiness to see when we, because that's his mission. That's his heart, you see. So we can take up that same mood of wanting to help the poor souls who are caught up in birth and death. And Prabhupada will just shower his unlimited mercy on us, like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. Srila Prabhupada is an ocean of mercy, and we have to manifest that same mood of Krishna conscious compassion for the suffering souls of this universe. And it's actually for our benefit, because the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So how much Krishna do you want, Prabhu? You want a little bit, or do you want the full Krishna? You see? How much Krishna do you want? So the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. And when you get Krishna, you have everything. Because Krishna is everything, actually. He's the source of everything. So give, give, give. This is the Brijabasi spirit. You see? Da, Jashoda, Kirti Da, you see. Jashoda, one who gives fame. The more you give, the more you Brijabasi, the more you're in that mood, you see. The more you give, 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 give. You see. Not take, 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 take. You see. People in this material world are afraid to give because when they do, they get cheated. That's a fact. It's a greedy, lusty, exploitative society we live in. People give their hearts to someone, they get cheated. This is why this movement is absolutely essential for everybody, because this is the only place where you can give love and not get cheated. This is the only place. Prabhupada never cheated anybody. Never cheated anybody. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So are there any questions? Yes, Prabhu. All right.
Thank you, Sankaran. But becoming instruments in Sri's hands and teaching people Krishna consciousness.
I'm somewhat deaf and I can hardly hear, but you're talking of something in the verse now?
No, you were saying.
You're looking at the book. Is there something in the verse you're referring to?
No, I was looking at.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll try my best. And maybe somebody can help me who's sitting closer to hear what you're saying.
Instruments in Srila Prabhupada's hands.
What did he say? Yes.
Yes, and.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, my question is, will the Prabhupada gurus?
Oh, will women become gurus? Okay. All right. Well, I'm traveling all over the world. I have disciples all over the world. My wife travels with me, and they accept her as guru also, Guru Mata. We have a female guru right here, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. They all call her Guru Mata, and they serve her just like guru, just like Krishna served Sandipani Muni's wife. She told Krishna and the Sudama to gather the firewood in the forest. They obeyed Guru Mata as much as they obeyed Guru. So we have one here as far as initiating goes. Will they become initiating gurus? It's possible. But one thing to note is that spiritual master, Prabhupada says, is spiritual father. So actually it's a masculine role, according to Prabhupada's teachings. The spiritual master is the spiritual father. Yes, so a liberated woman could do that, like Janava Mata. Fully liberated woman could do that. But, and it's possible that we have devotees who are becoming liberated souls in our society, preachers, who have achieved various degrees of liberation. So it's possible. Although, you know, it is a masculine role. And then how do you get, then the other, and the question is, well, women don't wear Brahmin threads, so how do you give a Brahminical initiation to your disciple if you don't even have a thread yourself? That's another question. So it's really not up to me. It's up to the GBC. I'm actually glad I'm on a GBC. That's their decision. But it's certainly possible. But it has to be judged on a case-by-case basis. It's not like, well, we need to have an equal number of, you know, male and female gurus. So, you know, if you're a female, you're qualified to fill the role because we have to have a certain mix because, after all, we have to be politically correct or nobody will think that we're okay. I mean, that's completely garbage. Complete, total garbage. If a woman is qualified, yes. If she wants to be a guru, she wants the karma, she wants to have to take birth again and again for any of her disciples who don't go back to Godhead. Being a guru is not a piece of cake. The spiritual master is obliged to take birth. If any of his disciples are not going back to Godhead, he has to take birth to save them. And he may have to take birth many times to save them. So it's not, being a guru is not some, well, you get to, you know, you get this, you get that, you get all these perks. No, the austerities outweigh the perks. They really do. So, all right. Yes, Madhiji. That's right. He did say only a few. That means it's not the norm. It's a rarity. It is possible. It's a rarity. It's not, how many female gurus do we have in the list of our disciplic succession, for example, coming from Lord Brahma? In our particular line, there's not any. So it is possible. A woman could do that. But generally, it's a very rare thing. So, of course, we're all ordered to be gurus, but that means siksha and diksha, both. Every woman should be a guru. But as far as initiating disciples, that's a separate question. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the wonderful class. You were saying that if the disciple doesn't get liberated, the guru has to take birth again.
That's right. Prabhupada said that, yeah.
Prabhupada has many, many disciples. Most of them are not active in the temple.
Right.
So that means that Prabhupada,
I understand your question.
Take birth again.
So what's the situation now for Srila Prabhupada? Somehow or other, Prabhupada is having to. Prabhupada will keep his word. How he will do it, I cannot say. I have no idea. But Prabhupada said he will stick by his words. That's a fact. How, I cannot say. It's completely beyond my understanding. But Prabhupada said it, and it's true. That's all I can say. So we should help Prabhupada by ourselves making sure we're not a spiritual fatality, and by any Prabhupada disciples, our grand disciples, the same principle. We should be very, Prabhupada said it's more important to maintain the devotees we have than to make new devotees. So we should be very, very compassionate to help any devotees who are in difficulty so that Prabhupada will not be burdened. We really should. We really have to do that. It's a plan. Okay? Yes?
Just to back up on this question, my understanding was that that's true that the spiritual master's return is only for devotees
Yeah, that's right. If somebody completely rejects, they're out. But somebody sincerely trying, but they're having difficulty, then the spiritual master will take birth if he has to. Someone says, "Oh, I reject the guru," then you know, he's lost his that merciful connection. But don't anyone who's sincerely trying, the spiritual master will. Yes, it's a bit. Anything else? Oh, anything else? Archita wanted me to tell a little bit about my travels, but then I don't know. There's so much to tell. I don't know. I wouldn't know where to start. Basically, the ISKCON world out there is very enlivening and inspiring world. I just come through South Africa and Mauritius and South America and Toronto, and there's really so much incredible energy out there, preaching energy being manifested in various ways, that it's just it's the most. This movement to associate with the temples and the devotees of this movement is actually the most exciting adventure I could ever imagine. And being here is all, it's the same thing. I mean, it's the same thing. It's wherever I go, it's like the most exciting adventure in the history, as the ISKCON movement is taking root and gradually, you know, becoming spiritually more and more powerful in so many countries all over the world. So, anyway, we thank you all very much. Yes, Prabhu.
One time you mentioned that you have a number of followers in the internet. I just wondered.
Yeah.
How many people do you
have? Right now in my e-course, we have about 14,800 people signed up. And it keeps me really busy answering all those emails, I tell you. I mean, it's just... That's in fact the main service is answering emails. But it's actually, the course is actually, I've made a lot of devotees for other gurus, and some become my disciples too. So I'm very happy to see how this course is helping people to get connected with Krishna consciousness. It's Prabhupada's mercy. And I keep trying to think of how I can expand it more and more and more. You know, 14,000, I think, well, 14 million. Why not 14 billion? You know, the internet has a huge potential. I actually started the same year that Krishna.com started. We're both celebrating our 10-year anniversary right now. So this internet has great potential. It really, really does. And I keep trying to think what I can do to get more and more people, you know, connected, and those who are connected, and to get them better connected. So, is there anything else? So anyway, we're heading out now today for Austin, and we thank you all so much with so much love and kindness and sweetness you've given us, and we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantarab Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. I have a flower garland to give away if anybody wants it.